Let me break with a little tradition here and take it to Ted. Ted's a violator, but we love him because he had many, many years at the old amateur electronics supply, and he has a story to tell us out there. Ted, are you out there?
Yeah, Roger that. Good morning. Everybody sounded really good, actually. I'm on a vintage ICOM 746 Pro into a 75-meter half-wave at 40 feet in the center and 20 feet on the ends with a lot of radials buried in the ground. I'll stand by to hear all my boos first, and then I'll tell the story.
Boo! Boo!
Boo! All right, thank you. I got that out of the way. Well, back in the late 70s, somewhere in there, there's a company that's still in business, Nordell Cadillac, up on Capitol Drive and on West Capitol Drive in Milwaukee, and they're a Cadillac dealer. And it was in December, first week in December, heavy snowfall coming down. And Terry and I got in this car, Terry being the owner of AES, his call was W9DIA, and we went over to Nordell Cadillac to buy a Cadillac. Maybe several, who knows? But anyway, we walk in, it's snowing. Now, I'll have to describe Terry. He weighed 435 pounds. He stood about 6'8", very big man. Looked like Teddy Snowcrop when he dressed up. And he also had a Packer jacket on, but it wasn't zipped up. But his shirt was, one side of the shirt tail was hanging out in front of his pants. The other side was tucked in. On his chest was some slobbering from something he had eaten or spilled on his shirt. And he had a Packer hat, which was a knit-type cap pulled down over his ears. And we walked in, and he walked like a penguin with his feet pointed outward to keep him from tipping over at that weight. And late in the evening, just almost closing time, snowing out, and there was four guys way back in the corner playing cards. And they looked up and they seen us walk in and they went back to playing cards. And we kind of looked around, and Terry said, well, get down on your hands and knees and look underneath this Cadillac. So I got down and I looked and I said, yeah, it'll work. He said, okay. So finally he said, well, where the heck are all the salesmen? I said, well, they're over in the corner. It looks like you're playing cards. So I walked over and I says, any of you guys salesmen? And they kind of looked up and said, yeah, what do you want? Well, that fat guy over there, the big man, he wants to buy a Cadillac. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, all right. So he threw his cards in, this guy did, and he came over, and he said, what can I do for you? And Terry goes, in his voice, he goes, well, that Cadillac you got here, can you take the back seat out? So, yeah, I suppose. Why? He said, well, I want the back seat cleared out when I buy it, and can you open up the trunk area so I can pack stuff in there? Some boxes. Like, in other words, I want to go from the passenger seat and the driver's seat to the back end and fill it up. I want to use it as a truck. The guy said, well, yeah, I suppose we could. And then he says, oh, by the way, were you able to put a plow on this thing? Can you put it underneath there and get a plow on there? The guy says, well, yeah, why would you want to put a plow on a Cadillac? Well, because I want a plow on a Cadillac. Oh, well, all right. Just a minute, I'll go check with one of the other guys. They went back over in the corner, and they all four of them started laughing out loud. Oh, my God, they were just laughing so hard. And Terry goes, well, find out what's going on over there. Well, why aren't they over here? So I said, okay. So I went over, and I said, hey, guys, which one of you guys want to sell the Cadillac? Said, yeah, right. When we finish our game. I said, guess what? The guy owns 12 Cadillacs now, and if he wants a plow on it, you put the plow on it. If he wants to convert it into a truck, you'll haul in a truck. He needed the truck so he could haul his stuff at the Cleveland store and the Chicago store and the Orlando store and the Clearwater store and the Las Vegas store. It's a little riding comfort. Just take the plow off and haul it, use it in the summertime as a cargo van. And he's got the money. Like I said, he owns 12 gas Cadillacs. So I guess you guys don't want the deal. Good night. And we walked out. W9NHE.